Hello and welcome back. This is Gopi Vikrant and I lead personalization and customer experience analytics at ZS.
And I'm Arun Shastri. I lead the artificial intelligence practice at ZS.
We both work at ZS where we use our industry expertise, cutting edge analytics, technology and strategy to create real world solutions for our clients. And in this executive series, we'll be talking to leaders about how they're reimagining customer experiences at their organizations and the role personalization plays to drive customer loyalty. With us today is Lucy Werner. Lucy is the Senior Vice President Commercial at Rosewood Hotel Group, and Rosewood is one of the world's leading ultra-luxury hospitality brands. It consists of five separate brands and a combined hotel portfolio of 41 luxury hotels in 19 countries, with many more properties currently under development. Some of their prestigious properties include the Carlyle in New York, and Rosewood Hong Kong, among many others. Arun?
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Lucy. Lucy has had more than 20 years of global experience in business development, digital, sales, and operations. She previously served as the head of cloud for Google Hong Kong and has held senior leadership positions at Spruce Media, Adbrite, and JP Morgan. Interestingly, some might think, looking at Lucy's LinkedIn profile, that she's new to hospitality. But in fact, even though she is new as an employee at Rosewood, she has served Rosewood for several years while at Google. I can't wait to hear from you, Lucy. Welcome.
Thanks, Arun. Thanks, Gopi. Very, very glad to be joining you both today.
Lucy, you've worked with a variety of organizations and in a variety of roles. Tell me a little bit about your current role at Rosewood and how it's unique.
Sure. So I oversee the global sales, marketing, revenue management, digital and customer experience across the globe for Rosewood. So we have three hotel brands: Rosewood, which is our ultra luxury brand, New World in Asia, and COS, our lifestyle brand. In addition, we've got Asaya, which is our wellness concept, and Carlyle & Co, which we launched last year, which is a private members club. And as you mentioned before Rosewood, I was in the tech space for a number of years where I served Rosewood as a client while I was at Google.
Lucy, what makes Rosewood this ultra-luxurious brand? What are its attributes that gets it that profile and that look?
So the Rosewood story began in 1979 with our first property, a historic mansion in Dallas, Texas, in Turtle Creek. And this was really transformed into an acclaimed world-class restaurant and hotel, and it's still known as the Rosewood Mansion on Turtle Creek. And this property's success was the initial blueprint for all the subsequent Rosewood hotels and resorts. You know, the brand was acquired by Sonia Cheng, our CEO and founder, you know, in 2011, so we're around 10 years into the new ownership. And Sonia's ambition has to really been to expand and extend the brand into being global, launching a distinctive collection of luxurious residential style of hotels. And the aim of our brand is that each property has a one-of-a-kind ambience and style, which is very, very much customized to the location, the culture, the history, which all become part of the fabric of the hotel. And that's encapsulated in our tagline, a sense of place. So every Rosewood has a cohesive look and feel, but it's very customized to the location.
Oh, that's interesting. And, you know, the pandemic has actually made changes to several businesses in meaningful ways. As you laid out this vision for what Rosewood wants to be, how have you adapted to this new landscape? What changes from your perspective were temporary, and what changes do you think will linger and persist?
Yeah, so the pandemic really taught us the importance of being flexible and being nimble and sort of adjusting to change. And, you know, I would highlight two trends, one for our employees and associates and one for our guests. So I think for our employees, obviously, as the pandemic hit, we swapped to hybrid work, both for corporate and in some roles on property. You know, and Rosewood has kind of sustained this hybrid work model even today as the pandemic is subsiding. So we don't have a specific policy on corporate employees' days in the office. This flexibility has actually really been valued by our associates and made us more attractive to external talent. So we've embraced this flexibility. And we've also realized that, you know, technology is a very important component in terms of empowering our teams to work effectively, right? Whether it's hybrid meetings or using AI and automation in our call centers to automate routine tasks, we really are embracing a digital transformation. But we also focus on, you know, getting the balance right. We are in the hospitality business, and so we want to make sure that we have efficiency, but we keep high touch with our guests, but also keep our teams, you know, connected to each other. So another example during the pandemic is we launched The Insider, which is an internal app, which we use to keep our associates connected to each other, sharing, you know, company news or fun facts, photos, things that they think are interesting and inspiring. And this really has helped us build our communities virtually and get a sense of culture sustained during the pandemic. We think this hybrid work will continue. In terms of guest experience, you know, obviously travel is rebounding, which is amazing to see. And as travel's rebounded, because there's so much demand, the average daily rates have increased. And as that's happened, there's elevated guest experiences. So we have, you know, again, doubled down on technology to enable seamless guest experiences like contactless check-in. But we are also using data and analytics to make sure that, you know, we recognize our guests, both online and offline, as they check in, so that we can customize the guests' stays according to their preferences, you know, and we'll continue to focus on this.
So, Lucy, that's very interesting. Just to double click on that a little bit, personalization and customization are now pivotal in attracting guests, particularly, I would say, in the luxury space. Can you share any insights on what does personalization mean at Rosewood?
Yes, absolutely. So we're in the process of building a data lake. So this will unify all of our data and allow us to use artificial intelligence on top of that data to surface insights around our guests. And this will be used both online and offline to enable us to recognize our guests and then customize their journeys online, offline, and through the properties. So we are developing an affinity program that will also provide supplemental benefits through partnerships to these high-value guests.
And Lucy, how does Rosewood marry digital and the ultra-high-end service with the human touch that everyone expects luxury hospitality to deliver? What, in your view, is right recipe and balance to deliver a great experience between digital and the personalized human touch?
Yeah. So, you know, during the pandemic, obviously everyone spent a lot more time online. And, you know, as the pandemic subsided, guests started coming back for, you know, revenge travel, longer, more impactful vacations. And so it's getting that balance right. One of the things that we've realized is that as guests return, they are booking longer trips, they are traveling in larger groups, and they're really looking for in-destination experiences beyond the hotel. So we're starting to pivot away from pure luxury hospitality into more of a luxury lifestyle brand. So we're curating products which are an extension of this luxury hospitality. You know, you'll see this if you look at Rosewood Hong Kong. They have a pretty robust e-commerce offering, really extending the sort of hotel experience once our guests leave. Another trend is well-being, right? So we've seen a huge demand as guests return for healthier eating options, working out, spa. And so we launched Asaya to accommodate these wellness trends. And we're even taking this online. So Asaya now has streaming classes online. And I mentioned, you know, that as guests are returning, they're traveling for longer stays with larger groups. And so our residential footprint is a core focus. So we've, you know, for all of our developments, started launching mixed-use larger footprint villas, but also freestanding residential. So you would have seen the announcements for Rosewood in Beverly Hills and Lido Key and Kamala in Thailand. These are all freestanding residential, which is really catering to the trend of larger groups and longer stays and actually sort of, you know, aspiring to own and live in a piece of Rosewood real estate.
Liz, one quick question there. When you say it's longer stays, Is this more like a week to 2 weeks, or are you talking about going longer beyond that, like a month or so?
So, you know, when we looked at specific destinations during the pandemic, we saw, you know, stays of several weeks. For example, we found that many Brazilian guests were actually going to our Mexico properties and staying for 21 to 30 days to almost wash out right before they could enter the US. So we saw, you know, very extended stays, and very often they were traveling with larger groups or families, and so would book out villas or residences. When we look at this summer, we've just done a comprehensive set of owner's insights, looking at, you know, everything from ADRs and average length of stay. We have seen the US, the average length of stay is around 2.4 days. Europe is flat. And, you know, we've just seen a change in travel patterns. But, you know, the significantly longer length of stays really was occurring during the pandemic as people could work remotely and shifted locations.
So you've talked a little bit, Lucy, about new experiences, different experiences, incorporating the local, the culture, the geography. And then, you know, also talked about the same groups, but perhaps offering them something different. A few stories of how this manifests in the customer experience at one of your properties, the range of journeys that you talked about. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I mentioned a sense of place and how Rosewood really aims to, you know, bring the destination to life in our properties. And one of the things that we did during COVID is be flexible in terms of, you know, how we did programming. So, for example, when Hong Kong had lockdowns during the pandemic and for months on end, people were not able to go out to restaurants, we developed a concept called Rosewood on the Move, where guests could order, you know, F&B or chefs to come to their home and cook. In addition, we've looked at specific elements of our properties that are incredibly popular. So, for example, Rosewood Mayakoba has Pote Bar, which is one of the top 50 bars in the world. And so we actually took Zapote on the bar on the road from Mayakoba to the Hamptons over the summer. And we did something similar with Benelman's Bar from New York to Bahama. And these sort of unexpected experiences really delighted our guests, right? They had pop-ups and different installations, you know, that guests were able to enjoy and experience.
You talked about the portability of these experiences, you know, from Mayakoba to the Hamptons, Hong Kong. Do you feel from your experiences that customers in different regions actually expect something different? What are some common factors, Lucy, and what are some differences?
So, you know, we definitely see different consumer expectations in different regions. So, for example, our properties across Asia, Pacific, and China, guests will have different expectations around the specific programming of facilities or areas. So a lot more of our properties in Asia Pacific will have our Mana Club, which is like our club lounge. Whereas, you know, the European properties tend to be urban, smaller properties, smaller footprint, and might be lighter on the spa or the gym concepts. So, you know, we do customize the property to the location. But what I would say is that we have a very deep understanding of what the property's feeder markets and where the guest profiles come from, and then how we can surprise and delight. So another good example is we have Le Crayon and the Rosewood Crayon in Paris. And late last year, we launched St. Bart's in the Caribbean, and we realized that there was a large number of French guests who would be going to that property. So as we were opening our St. Bart's property, we had an ice cream pop-up in the middle of Paris over the summer at the Crayon to sort of educate guests that, you know, we were going to be opening in this new location. So we really look for elements that it will be relevant and, you know, add some fun and, you know, unexpected experiences to our guests.
So let me just paraphrase the question. So Lucy, on that front, can you tell us a little bit around how you're thinking about expanding the Rosewood brand? How does this manifest in the US versus Europe versus Asia as you look at opening new properties? What factors are becoming really important?
So within those three regions, you know, we have quite a different profile of guests and quite different demographic and, you know, interest, right, in terms of travel. And so as a result, we are looking at development differently. So we have Rosewood, the ultra-luxury brand, Cost Lifestyle, and New World. So for Rosewood, you know, we have a robust development pipeline across the US, Europe, and Asia. What we are finding for Rosewood is that there's a lot of development in resorts. So we are opening several properties in Mexico, as well as some urban locations, sort of rounding out the portfolio like San Francisco and Houston and Miami that we announced this year, and then expansion in terms of our resort properties in the Caribbean and Mexico. In Europe, we have several urban locations launching. So coming up soon, Munich, Amsterdam, Venice, that's where we see the majority of consumer demand. This summer was interesting. We saw triple the amount of travel to Europe from American consumers. And then Asia Pacific, you know, we are focused on all three brands. So Cost, the lifestyle brand, we have some expansion in China and even across property in Mexico. And in addition, we are expanding the New World brand actually across Southeast Asia. So we have several properties launching in Vietnam and then in Japan as well. So, you know, I think we are looking at which are the market for luxury travelers where there's pent up demand, and then sort of rounding out the portfolio balance between urban and resort based on the different geographies. But it also goes to looking at residences where there is demand for these larger groups with longer stays, which has been predominantly focused on the US and then some resorts, some freestanding residential like in Thailand with Kamala.
That's pretty interesting on the trend from a freestanding residential standpoint of view. So switching gears a little bit, Lucy, on a personal level, as a consumer, what's a memorable experience or two that you had from other brands? These are, let's say, non-Rosewood, non-Google.
Yeah, so I think, you know, in terms of creating memorable experience, I really think it's about frictionless customer experience and making sure that the brand can anticipate, you know, your expectations and do it seamlessly. And I think two brands that do an excellent job in delivering on these customer expectations are Apple and Gucci. So I think, you know, Apple has a very differentiated and consistent brand feel from the stores to online to, you know, using devices. I think Gucci has really evolved their digital platform in terms of build out of apps, in terms of thinking through how they embrace new spaces like the metaverse and integrating this into their online store experiences.
Lucy, this is more for the futurist in you. So if you flash forward and imagine the luxury hospitality industry 5 years from now, and let's say there are no constraints on technology or data, what are your top three predictions about how customer experience will change in the industry?
Yeah, so I think, you know, big data and technology applied at scale thoughtfully will transform hospitality. So I mentioned examples of, you know, Apple and Gucci that are doing it well. I think hospitality is lagging in this space, especially coming from Google, where I kind of worked across financial services, retail, and hospitality. I mentioned a little bit about how we are building a data lake to enable us to understand our customers and deliver those personalized experiences. This will really help us anticipate guests' needs, right? So we'll be able to understand the frequency with which a guest usually travels, what locations those would be. So we could actually, you know, prompt, you know, is it time for a vacation? And then once the guest arrives, the hotel team would be empowered to really intuitively understand those guest preferences from food, room type, activities, which will really enable us to seamlessly elevate those guest experiences and then also continue to iterate, you know, the programming that we would do on site as a brand.
Thank you, Lucy. That's great. Before we wrap it up, I was just curious if you are also doing something on the digital platform side from Rosewood. Any digital assets and experiences from your side?
Yeah, we are completely revamping digital as a channel. So we are relooking at brand.com, WeChat, and repurposing those digital assets to go beyond, you know, just a place to book, to really elevating the experience into luxury lifestyle. So we're looking at, you know, adding on e-commerce. Like I mentioned, if you look at Rosewood Hong Kong, you'll see how that's seamlessly been integrated. And then how do we extend, you know, in destination experiences online, which we'll be launching during the holiday season. So expect to see some big changes from us in that space in the short term.
Lucy, thank you. This is very exciting. I think you've got such a broad range of challenges from geographies to experiences to different customer personas. And as we emerge from the pandemic, I think the tensions that persist across all our geographies are also, in fact, inherently different. And so you have your hands full. It was such a good conversation. Good to learn from you on where Rosewood is on its journey. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you all. Thank you. And enjoy the conversation.